Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
BJ and James. Mario Lopez.
Oh my God, this is so funny.
He's being sued for $10 million. He got served papers on Father's Day. This lady, what is her name again?
Her name is Desiree Townsend.
Desiree. Desiree is suing for $10 million. She shows up at his place. He's got gates. He's behind the gates in his underwear.
In his pantalones.
She catches him
out
there.
On Father's Day. Yeah. That just seems rude.
And she pokes the papers through the fence. Here, you've been served. Here's the audio.
You've been served, Mario. Drop it on the ground. You can drop it on the ground. All right, lawsuit's right there, Mario. You've been served. So it's there. Thank you. See you in court, Mario.
What did he yell back at her?
He's a bunch of bad words. That's not our sweet, innocent Mario to say the F word to a woman. What happened to sweet, innocent Mario Lopez? My gosh, right? He's like, he plays himself off to be just so sweet and kind.
Have you ever been served?
Yeah.
They have to find you, right? Don't they have to find you to serve you?
Yeah, they do have to find you. And you know, sometimes you kind of know when they're going to. One time when I was in court in L.A. for the custody thing, we couldn't go out the back door because they were going to serve us again for something else. So we had to come around, and my attorney had to go get my car, drive around to a side exit of the courthouse, and then I had to run into the car.
So if they don't see you face-to-face, technically you've not been served.
Correct.
Correct? Yeah. Is that the way it works? I've never been served. I don't know.
Oh, I have a few times. It's not fun.
That's great.
Remember, I got served here once, too.
For who?
I got served here at work once.
Why?
For the HOA.
Oh, that's right.
I hadn't paid my HOA.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
I remember that. Yeah, you got served on
that. Yeah, that was kind of creepy. I was like, what is this guy? Yeah, it was for my age. No. And I didn't want to, because I was embarrassed. I was kind of new here. And I didn't want to tell you guys, because I know if it was like something really bad. But it was the HOA I had behind in the rears on my HOA.
You may have to help me with this, because I can't remember exactly. She's suing because he made a statement online about an interview she did where she talked about a condition she has. Is that correct?
Yeah. All right. Okay. So she filed a $10 million lawsuit against Mario Lopez over one Instagram post that he posted. It defamed her because I guess it was a clip from a news broadcast. And here's what allegedly they're saying, that Mario isn't wrong. They say that in the news clip, she seems to be perfectly fine. And then when they're like, so what are your symptoms? I guess she went into she all of a sudden had symptoms. You know how I do that too.
Yeah.
So I guess in this interview, they're like, so how are you? And she's like, I'm fine. And then she was behaving quite normally, quote unquote. Her symptoms, which were quite severe, then all of a sudden became very apparent during the interview. And then they seemed to go away completely, suggesting that she might have been faking the whole thing, supposedly.
Right.
And then he brought it up and said, wow, she deserves an Oscar.
That's all he said, right?
Right. And so the lawsuit says that was defamation. The lawsuit also claims there's an incident with applesauce.
What? Applesauce?
Applesauce.
Applesauce is in the middle of this?
She brings up the applesauce.
What did he do with applesauce?
Well, I'm glad you asked. They say in the complaint that Mario only posted the video on social media to boost engagement after an endorsement for Mott's applesauce has failed to generate his usual level of engagement.
What?
So because her clicks, it was clicks, people clicked on it because
it was getting a lot.
Yeah, because it was so random. Mario doesn't usually do that.
Yeah.
It was just random. And then they thought it was, well, that will help the applesauce campaign.
Oh, okay.
Because she only needs soft
food. So those engagements.
No, that part wasn't true.
So those engagements are going to benefit applesauce.
Yeah, Mott's.
Down the road. Man, what a lawsuit.
Yeah.
The old applesauce.
I didn't even know
lawsuit.
He endorsed Mott's applesauce.
That's hilarious. They did for the clicks.
Mott's is good stuff.
Yeah, you know what?
That's solid stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So she also claims that she took a flu shot. That's what caused all this, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think
so. It doesn't say in my
thing. I think she says the flu shot is what started all this.
That's what she says.
I don't think you can sue for that. I think that Mario simply has an opinion. Oh, man, this lady's faking it. For example, Spadil, if you call it to work sick, and I tell these guys on the air, like, he's not sick. He's just blah, blah, blah.
Well, we do that with you all the time. In fact, we have the audio of you faking it.
What? What do you mean?
I'm not ready for that.
Oh, my back problem?
Didn't I tell everybody we should have that
on.
Ready?
Yeah, on demand.
So I could sue for that?
Well, based on her.
So if she wins her lawsuit, man, I'm going to hammer you guys. I swear. Jamie, I'm coming after you. You got more money. You go after the big whale.
Oh,
that's
my
what you
God.
Go after. And I'm not calling
did
you
just
whale.
Call me fat?
I did not call you fat. I said a whale as in financial.
I think you
whale.
Added the word blubber whale.
I did not. Spadil, I'm going to let you off the hook on the lawsuit.
Okay.
You don't have a squat.
Can you find it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, here we go. Here
this
we go.
Is me calling you.
Guys, I'm trying to get there, but it ain't going to happen. Oh, my back. Which I told Mike about yesterday. Barry's walking still up. Not at this point, I'm trying to get out the door.
It's not gonna happen.
Oh my God. Happen. So the morning he missed, because of that, we played that all morning long. So based on her, I could be sued for millions.
You guys went on the air and you said that I was faking.
Well, you were.
I have more of a lawsuit than she has.
You kind
of
do.
Think about it.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but you have to prove it was true and you didn't go to a doctor. So,
Who sponsors us? Banker and somebody? Or who?
Backus and Shager.
Yeah, those guys. Let me get those guys on the line. I'm coming after you guys. I swear I am. I'm going to be at your gate with a subpoena, with the paperwork. I don't know what you call it. I'm serving you, though.
Yeah.
The papers.
Show up.
Documents.
I'll be there with the documents.
You've been served, Mario.
You've been served, Jamie.
Drop it on the ground. You can drop it on the ground.
Drop it on the ground.
Lawsuit's right there, Mario.
Yeah, Jamie.
Been served. So it's there.
BJ.
Thank you. Mario.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.